Some called them a woodpecker, some called them a sapsucker, some called them a sapsucker, some called them a redhead, and some called them a woodchuck.
What do you call them?
Well, I call them a sapsucker.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard other people call the peckerwood?
Yeah.
What does it mean when you call somebody a peckerwood?
Well, that's not a very good name for a person, you see. A peckerwood, that's a kind of a silly person. Like,
uh-huh.
See.
If you were asking about all of a speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, you might ask someone.
Yeah. You mean like you go into a store to buy something or something you've got to sell that way?
Or say if someone had made a speech and you wanted to listen to the speech but you hadn't been able to. You might ask later. You'd find someone who had heard the speech and you'd ask them.
Well, I'd ask them, did they understand it all and what all was it they said at the speech, you see.
And you say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
the sales. Have to look out for the sales.
If no one else will do it for him, he's got to do it.
Did it himself.
And if dinner was on the table and the family's standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and...
Go ahead and eat. Go ahead and help themselves. Or eat either one.
Okay. And you'd say, so he went ahead and he...
Helped himself.
And I asked him to pass that over to me since he had already...
Gone.
Or he had already what himself?
He's already helped himself, yeah.
Uh-huh. And if they're standing up, you tell them to go ahead and...
And sit down.
So then he went ahead and...
And sit down.
And you say no one else was standing because they had all done what?
Well, if no one else is standing, but him, I say, well, go ahead and sit down. Everyone else is sitting down but you.
Uh-huh. Everyone else is already...
Already sit down, yeah.
And you'd say, this morning at 7 o'clock, breakfast?
Did I eat breakfast at 7?
And yesterday at that time, I'd already...
Already eat.
And...
I believe it's the way it is.
If you were thirsty, you could go to the sink and pour yourself a...
Water.
You'd drink it out of a...
Pitcher or glass.
Uh-huh. You'd say the glass fell off the sink and...
Broken.
Okay, so somebody has done what to the glass? Has...
Broke the glass, knocked it off from the sink.
And you might say, well, I didn't mean to...
To break it. Didn't mean to knock it over to break it.
And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
If he has a good appetite?
Uh-huh.
Sure likes to put away the grub or...
What's another name for grub?
Yeah, the vittles.
Uh-huh.
Called it vittles, either one.
Or what you eat is called...
Well, what you eat is called grub or something you call it. If it's a morning, you call it your breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Or at night, your supper. Or at noon, they call your dinner.
Uh-huh. Do you still use the word vittles?
Which?
Would you use the word vittles now?
Yeah. Still use them.
And food taken between regular meals is called a...
Eating between meals?
Uh-huh.
Well,
You'd be fixing yourself a...
A lunch. Some lunch between meals.
And something kind of like a fruit pie. Maybe it's made out of apples and it has several layers of apples and strips of dough in it. You'd call it a...
Kind of a mixed pie.
Or
a delicious. Be delicious, you see. Mixed different things with it that way. That is, that you like each one of them. If you like each one of them. Things would be delicious.
What if it was just apples and strips of dough?
Well, yeah, some called them a fried pie. And then some called them whatever it is, whether it's apple pie or peach pie or plum or...